Hi, my name's Eva Story, and welcome to Real Nurse Stories. My Real Nurse Stories podcast shares nurses' stories about all things nursing, giving other nurses an opportunity to learn from each other, support each other, and to share the fantastic work that nurses do every day with the wider public. I aim to interview different nurses and allow them the opportunity to share their stories so that you and other listeners can take snippets away from those stories and apply them in the workplace. I'm a professional coach as well as a nurse, and I work with nurses to support them in maintaining a work-life balance and helping them with resilience both in their personal life and the professional life. Hi, hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Real Nurse Stories. Today I'm joined by Hazel, who's a registered nurse, and she lives and works here in Perth, Western Australia. Welcome to the show, Hazel.
Hi, Eva.
Hi, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. So, I always like to start my interviews by asking people just to tell me a little bit about why they became a nurse in the first place. So maybe if you would start there, if that's okay.
It was strange because when I came to Australia, or when I came to Perth, I completely did a different course. I was a computer programmer back in the Philippines. Uh-huh. I graduated there, and then because my dad here, so he sponsored me to come to Perth. So when I came here, it's a bit, I think, challenging to get a job. So I tried different courses, and I ended up doing assistant in nursing or in aged care course certificate. Mm-hmm. So I took that and just to get a job, and I started working in an aged care, but I feel like I wanted to do more. So I said I started doing accounting.
Okay.
I said, oh, I really want to have like a little, to set up a small office at home, just to home work or
yes.
something.
Yeah.
And then while working in an aged care, and then my ex-boss was talking to me. She said that it doesn't make sense. You're studying accounting and then you're working in an aged care environment. Why would you become a nurse mm-hmm. or try to do like an enrolled nursing or registered nurse? And I told her before, and I feel like it wasn't for me, and I'm scared of bloods, and I'm scared of everything. And I feel like before it will not work for me. And she told me, because you really looked after the elderly people, I think you can be a great nurse. And I told her, okay, I'll have a go. She put me in a course, enrolled nursing course to get a diploma, and then once you've completed that, you can pursue it into a registered nurse, if she told me. And then I took the course. I enjoyed it a lot. I think I love every single thing about it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I become a nurse, I guess. Yeah. So I started as a nurse assistant, became an enrolled nurse, and now a registered nurse. It took me a while that uh-huh. I've realized that I love nursing. If I really know that I'm going to be a nurse, I should have done it back in the Philippines, I guess.
Well, sometimes you don't know what
yeah, that's right. Until you've tried it, that, oh, this is really I want.
Yeah. And it's hard to know, I think, nursing, unless you've had kind of experience of caring for people, it's hard to really know what nursing is about
until
you've actually done some caring, as you did in your nursing assistant role.
Yeah, so I think that kind of opened up my mind that, yeah, I think I'm enjoying what I'm doing before, so I've kind of pursued my study, and then, yeah, here I am now trying to save lives, I guess.
Well, that's great. Tell me a little bit about your training. Where did you do your training?
I did my training here in Perth, in one of the university Yeah, I did my training here in Perth in one of the university, and then because it's only like a conversion from enrolled nursing to be an RN, so it only took me like a year and a half to complete it. It's a bit tough, a year and a half for me, because I'm working and
Studying.
studying at the same time, but I got through it because I kind of enjoy what I'm doing. So yeah.
So you worked
Yeah, I
full-time
work
and
full time,
studied.
study full time, like 3 or 4 units in one semester. So
That's hard, isn't
it,
it?
yeah, it was hard back then. Yeah.
Gosh, yeah, it's not easy. I can remember studying part-time and working full-time, and that was difficult, so I wasn't doing full-time
Yeah, I
study.
think I was lucky, because I didn't have I don't have any kids at the moment, so I can still concentrate on my study and then work at the same time.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's good. So you qualified as a registered nurse,
Yep.
and then where did you go to work once you'd qualified as a registered nurse? What specialty did you want to go into?
When I did my last practical as my while doing my undergrad course, I did it in an emergency A&E emergency department, and I totally enjoyed it. And I think one day I was telling to one of my classmates before, and I was like, oh, I really want to work in an emergency, because it's very challenging. You don't know what's coming at the front door. You'll be the first line of, aside from ambulance, that be on the first line, you'll be the one who's saving their lives as well. So it's like, I really want to enjoy this. I like challenges, I like critical thinking. So I said, this is the department that I would like to work in. So
So that's where you
that's where I
went.
went. Yeah,
Okay.
my last placement. So
So you did a placement
I did a,
and
and
that's,
then that,
yeah. Well, that's
yeah.
good. And how long have you worked in
An
emergency
emergency now?
now?
I think going 4 years since I graduated. Yeah, but yeah, before that I used to work in a casual position that kind of send me everywhere, like in a maternity, pediatrics, surgical, medical. But I feel like my heart goes to emergency department.
Because you see all sorts, really, don't you,
Different,
coming
yeah.
through emergency.
Yeah.
I always think that working in emergency, it's you see kind of the social problems that we have in society because of the things that you deal with.
Yeah, everything from having a person having a cardiac arrest or being a baby delivered,
It's everything, isn't
everything.
it? And you never know, it's
You never know.
unpredictable, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's unpredictable, really. So you gave me some topics that you wanted to talk about, and we've talked about your training and how you ended up working in the emergency department. Is there any, do you think you'll always be in the emergency department?
I think so, because this is what I kind of love what I'm doing right now. And at the moment I'm taking a further study, a postgrad degree, specializing in ED, and I'd like to know more about in ED, I guess.
And tell me a little bit more about that course. What will that give you in terms of skills or that?
It tells, it gives you a bit more of what's happening. Like the pathophysiology, you have to think in depth. It also improves your critical thinking. It will tell you For example, oh, there's a septic patient. What's actually happening through a patient's body? Like their hemodynamically become unstable. Their blood pressure goes down. What do they need? Where is that infection going?
Yeah.
So you have to really think. That's what I've kind of like. And it will also improve your leadership skills, how you manage a challenging behavior, colleagues or staff. I think it will give you a specialty, like, because you know how in becoming a nurse is totally different.
Yeah.
Like in a surgical, in an operating nurse,
yeah,
is also different. So it gives you like a broad idea of what will happen in ED, or how to become a resus team while you're in a situation of saving life, for example.
So it gives you an extra specialty qualification. So from a career perspective, you would be looking to take more of a leadership role and have people reporting to you as a team leader, maybe?
A team leader, yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe a team leader, because I don't want to take my bedside skills as well as a nurse. I can be, because I know being a leader, some people, they can be like a team leader, like a natural team leader. And then for some, it will, like, it takes practice, or it takes years, it takes experience to become a leader. But of course, one day I'd like to become a team leader and think this is what's happening in our department and all that. So, yeah.
It's a big dilemma for nurses, that, isn't it? That, it you know,
is.
Once you've done your training, and you don't want to lose those clinical
skills,
patient bedside skills. And I think that's still the dilemma, is when you move more into a leadership or a management role, you know, that's hard.
It is hard, yeah.
It's like a decision that you have to make, and it is difficult, because that's what brings you into the role in the first place, that wanting to care.
Yeah, because I think that's what I kind of like nursing. I'd like to have that nursing side a bit, like, I kind of look after people, attend to what do they need. And that's why I chose nursing, because I have that impact to other people, and I don't want them to
That's the rewarding part.
That's the rewarding part, yeah.
Tell me a little bit, Hazel, about the pressures of working in emergency, because emergency is, as you said earlier, you know, anything could come through the door, and it literally, life and death and birth and, you know,
all sorts.
You never know. And it's quite a pressured environment to work in.
It is.
How do you deal with that on a day-to-day basis?
It's kind of hard, but the workplace that I'm working at the moment, every time we get those unexpected, for example, death or anything that can be traumatic, at the end of the day or at the end of the shift, we get to have that debriefing, which is actually good. And it will tell us what we could have done better, what happened. We've gone through all the scenario of what happened, and that will feels us better, because it will actually, we can speak to on that day of what happened. And personally, what I do as well, sometimes, because Robert, husband, cannot really understand what's happening while I'm in the hospital, so I'll try to do a self-reflection, think about it, aside from a group one that we do at work, and I do a self-reflection. It will, and it makes my my feeling a little bit better, I guess, after I think of what happened. So, yeah.
Just to unpick it yourself.
Yeah, just unwind. And think, like, what did I do wrong? Or is there anything that I could have done better? Or is there anything that I can change my practice or how? Yeah, I feel like.
And do you keep that as a written reflection, Hazel? Is that
something? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you keep like a journal?
A journal reflection or like a diary that I can fall back onto and like, oh, this is what happened. And next time I'll probably do this. But we do it in as a group, which is actually good.
So you do the reflection as a group?
As a group after the scenario or after after the traumatic event. Yeah.
That's a good way of counteracting some of that pressure and stress, isn't it? And great that you have a group
to do it. Yeah, and I feel like they're very supportive in that way.
Yes.
And I feel like it's a big support, so I couldn't ask for more.
That's good. What about you and your personal self-care? Because a lot of nurses I speak with all struggle with that. I will say, you know, as a nurse, you spend a lot of time caring for other people in work and sometimes outside of work. How do you balance that for yourself in terms of keeping yourself healthy and looking after you?
I feel like it's more on self-discipline as well. What I normally do, if I'm stressed of anything, I run. That releases my my stress hormones, I guess. And then once I've run for like half an hour to an hour, I feel great. And I feel like it restarts my whole body again. So I'm ready or I'm up for another challenge.
Yeah.
Kind of so yeah, sometimes I run, I go to the gym, I have coffee with my husband, and then
and do you do that regularly? Is that a regular routine that you do those things?
Yeah, it just helps me physically and mentally to recover from what happened.
Well, that's great. That's I wish everybody Yes. Could tell me that, because it's the one thing that people struggle with, I think, and to have that as a daily, you know,
it's routine. Hard. Yeah, it is hard sometimes. Yeah, so self motivation. I think that will keep me going. At least as long as you have that on your mind, that because I know myself, if I'm getting stressed of something, I think, I feel like I need to go for a run. I need to release this, because otherwise it will just eat me. So, yeah, that's what I do. It's very challenging, so.
It is. ED, working in ED is very challenging. But it's also, you know, it's good that you have that insight and know that that's what you need to do when you're feeling that pressure and that stress, and that's what helps you balance that, and that's really important. It's almost having to make the time, isn't it?
It is.
On those times when you come back after a busy shift where there's been lots of trauma, and sometimes the last thing you probably feel like doing is going to the gym.
I think, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but yeah, I think that's how I release my stress hormones.
Well, that's a really, really good way to do that, and that helps to build your resilience.
Yes.
The more of those things that you do regularly balances that whole stress and busyness that nurses, especially working in ED, have. So that's really good. What's the most difficult part of being a nurse, do you think?
most difficult part of being a nurse.
I think you mentioned a little bit here about dealing with death and family members. You might be grieving is one of the things that you...
It is, yeah, dealing with that. And back when I was working in a nursing home, I used to see death all the time. I thought I've kind of used to it, but it's just you don't... It is unpredictable. Yeah. You just don't know when it will happen. I don't know if it is right to say this, but you know, sometimes people die because it's old age.
Yes.
But we kind of expect it. Yes. But in emergency, seeing young people died,
yes,
it's very traumatic. And seeing parents cry, seeing family member cry, it also has an effect on us. Mm. So I think that's the most difficult, or that's a very challenging part of in a nurse side. So we also kind of cry with them as well as part of their grief. And of course, we offer social support, a pastoral care for those family members. We kind of make sure that we comfort them. Mm. We kind of look after them because it's really hard. Especially, I think, if you see someone died.
It is. And I think I'm very struck with what you said there about you cry
with the family member.
Well, I'll let you tell me a little bit more about why you think that's important, because it is important.
It is, because it makes them feel that you care as well for them. Mm. It's not because of your emotion, but because you've also tried to save the patient's life, but I feel like there's no way that you could save it, but... Sometimes you also have that guilt when you try to care for the patient, but it just leads on that way. So that's why you cry with the family too. So I don't know.
Well, it's to empathize, isn't it? And almost put yourself in their shoes, because you know what they're going through. But also a little bit of that is not having been able to save somebody's life, I guess.
Yeah.
How do you help younger nurses deal with that? Who perhaps someone who's newly qualified, who just starting out in the emergency department, what kind of advice would you give to them about how to deal with those kind of situations?
I think I've kind of said that make sure that nursing is really what they want to do, because it could be challenging, especially if they want to work in an emergency department. Make sure that they ready for what's coming at the front door, because it's hard.
It is hard.
I always hear patients or friends even to say that I can never do what you're doing right now, because it's very, very hard.
Is that something that you would, or have experience where you work? So I'm just thinking about somebody new wanting to work in ED, and you don't know what you don't know sometimes. So is that something that's there in terms of mentorship and support for a new person to help them learn to deal with those kind of situations?
Yeah, so we have, if they want to start in emergency, for example, we have a staff development nurses that can help them to become, to boost their confidence, to give them idea what it's like working in emergency as well. And they always have support, like they can talk to them we have someone that you can email them. Mm.
Okay. And then another thought that I had about, you know, when you were saying some of your friends say, oh, I couldn't do what you do. Do you think people are influenced by what they watch on television about their understanding of eating?
I think so. I feel like when you have that medical idea or medical stuff in your head, you kind of see, oh, that's not really what's happening in the hospital in general, or that's not what's happening in emergency, for example. Yeah, it was just like, it's totally different from what you see and from what you've learned. Some of them, like I've got new friends, or I've got some friends that, is nursing really good? I said, yeah, why don't you try it? Trying to encourage them as well. If I said, you can start like what I did, I took a certificate or a diploma and to see how it goes. And then maybe once you're in that profession, you might kind of, you know, do a further study and then, yeah, become a nurse or a registered nurse one day. And then you can pick, because nursing is very, very broad.
It is.
I thought a nurse, oh, yeah, it's just a nurse. But you're not just a nurse. There's a lot of specialty that you can choose.
So the friends that talk to you about nursing, do you think they're influenced by what they see on the television? Do you think that?
I think that's what they think. It's just, it's not.
We know that.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you said no, it's not. So it's not what you think. It's totally different when you do it in the real nursing world.
Yeah. And do you think that young people still find the thought of becoming a nurse an attractive career option? Do you think that's something that's certainly in your circle? Do you think?
I think so. Yeah. They find it attractive.
Wanting to come into nursing.
Yeah, I think so. Because I've got some friends as well thinking of going into nursing, but they just don't know how or if they might like it. But in the workplace that I'm working at the moment, I see a lot of new nurses that they really, really enjoy the course. Some of them, I even tried to talk and say, what do you want to become after you completed your course? Oh, I'd like to become a pediatric nurse. Oh, I kind of really enjoyed being here in ED, so I might apply for an ED position. Oh, I really want to work in a surgical. So that makes me feel like, oh, there's new nurses that's coming. This is great. Like,
it is great because nursing is tough. It's a tough job for all the reasons we've just covered, but I think it's also a very rewarding career. And as you say, there's so many different aspects to nursing. And that's sometimes, I think, that's why I asked about the perceptions of people who watch, you know, the programmes on the telly and think that's what it's all about, because there is so much more to it than that. But quite often the wider public doesn't always appreciate, you know.
Yeah.
So, can you share with me a challenging time in your career as a nurse and what you learned as a result of that? So thinking about the types of patients maybe that come into ED.
The only thing that I can think of is when it is very challenging for me. It is very challenging to look after mental health patient, because you don't know what's going into their mind.
Yeah.
It's just so many. I've seen so many mental health people who has that mental health problem.
Yes.
And what I have realized that it is very broad. Like, you don't know what's going into their head. You don't know why they're behaving like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you realize that there's something traumatic that happened to them in the past. Someone, for example, I have this, I could not believe a 14-year-old already suffering from depression.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't realize that she was being, after talking to a psych nurse, she was bullied when she was at school, because we don't really look at that mental health problem because of this generation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was like, no wonder that she's behaving like that. She doesn't, she has a very supportive parents, but she doesn't really care because of that, what happened to her while she was at school. And she was a very quiet girl and doesn't really want to talk about it. And I was like, I feel like I want to talk to her, but I just don't know how to. So what I did, I spoke to the PLN, or like the psych liaison nurse, that if she could relay the message to me, or for me, for this young girl, because I know I can still look after her, but mentally it's different.
Yeah.
So once I found out the story, and I feel like what I have learned from that situation, I feel like I need to do more research about how to look after a mental health patient, especially in the younger adolescents or young adults for that. Yeah, that's kind of hard. So
an ED has its fair share of patients with mental health issues, you know, coming in, don't they? That's something that's not uncommon.
It is, yeah.
And is something I think that general nurses struggle with because of this, what the way that we're trained. So you train as a general nurse,
mm-hmm.
and if you want to train as a mental health nurse, you have specialize, and it's totally different.
Totally different skills that you have.
Yeah. And I think what that highlights also is the importance of teamwork, because you talked about how you worked with the PLN and you asked her to intervene and help. And
I guess that's
another important factor when you work in the emergency department. There's lots of people in the team.
You have that someone that you can go to that specialise on that area and then can relay. Oh, you can intervene to what happened.
Yeah. And I guess the other pressure there is time, isn't it? In terms of if a department's busy, you don't always have the time to go into that level.
No, because it's very busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time is one of the critical.
And that's where your team is important in that regard, in terms of knowing who can do that bit when you can't, which you gave a really, really good example of that, and how you work as a team.
Yeah.
Department, what advice would you give to a younger nurse who's just setting out on their career, knowing not just working in ED but knowing everything that you've done to date, really, as a nurse, what advice would you give?
In general, make sure that they love what they're doing and study. Do a reflection of what happened to everyday life. If you see anything that is challenging, write it down. And you don't know, it might come up again, and then that will, it will reflect you as a nurse. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what happened to me before, and this is what I will do now. Just make a reflection.
That's a really good point, because I wonder how many nurses really do that. And I think you're absolutely right. Reflection is so important in nursing.
Because I feel like once their shift is over, they take their nursing hat off and then they forget what happened. But they don't know. Sometimes they hold.
Yes.
They hold it inside their heart, and I feel like it's not healthy.
No.
So make sure that you do a self-reflection of how will you improve things
next time.
That's
really good advice, Hazel. Really, you know, just it's a very simple way of being able to reflect, keeping a journal. And I know, again, a lot of nurses don't like to keep the journal, but there's lots of ways you can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can record it on your phone as a memo. It doesn't have to be.
No,
you know,
I just
written.
No. Yeah, you're no. Right.
Yeah. My last question, Hazel, is almost thinking about fast forwarding to the opposite end of your career. So you've been a nurse for a long time, you've done lots of different things, lots of study. How would you most like to be remembered as a nurse?
I want to be remembered saying that, oh, she's one of the good nurses. She looked after my dad. She will always be remembered because mm-hmm. she's very caring. She shows empathy mm-hmm. to the patients that she's cared for. She support young nurses. Mm-hmm. I think caring is a big part of it, as long as you care. Because sometimes when you've been nursing for such a long time, I think you kind of lose that bit. But for me, yeah, I always want to be remembered. She's a very caring nurse.
Well, that's a very nice, positive way, I think, to end our interview on today, to be remembered for being caring and compassionate and empathetic. And I'd just like to thank you, Hazel, for coming along and being interviewed and sharing your insights really into working in an emergency department, because I know that that's not an easy area to work, and you've given some good tips there for other younger nurses who are thinking of going into ED. So thank you, Hazel.
Thank you. They just need to be prepared as well. thank you.
You're welcome.